Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. And I'm a little croaky. Hang on, let me get a quick drink.
Sippy, sippy. Are you moistened?
Yes.
Okay. I got a new set of headphones that can actually, there's no delay.
Oh, nice. Fancy.
But as I'm speaking, I am also hearing myself speak at the same time, and it makes me feel drunk.
Yes. Without all the fun preceding it, just bad.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not great. And then my speaking slows down because I'm trying to listen to myself, but not. Oh, my God. It's just I imagine my brain. Everything must be firing because I can't.
Not optimal.
If I had the sound on and then you made me do math, I'd probably have an event.
Yeah. You'd rage quit, or you would have like everything fire in your brain at once.
Yeah. Wet myself, pass out. I don't know. Something would happen.
And I'd go away like, oh, I guess we got disconnected. She'll text me when it's time again.
I'm just laying on the floor twitching. That's what I'm doing. Okay. Let's get this going.
Okay. This is one of those lovely topics that comes from conversations with friends and just chatting. And Dave says, where do you think the phrase pothole came from? Why do we call him a pothole?
Oh my gosh, I have actually wanted to know the answer to this question for the longest time. This is perfect. Let's go.
In Middle English, pot meant deep hole. So they're hole holes. And that's my brainstorm. So truly, but now let's get to the more fun explanations. Because some people say it dates back to when the Romans were making roads all over the world, that people would dig under the roadway and get the clay out from underneath. Clay for pots, hence the pothole. Can you imagine the Romans doing construction and allowing people to get onto their site more than once or twice? I can see them shutting that down with extreme prejudice.
Yes.
You never know. Maybe they came at night and snuck in and it was just a pesky thing that the peasants did. The more likely version of that is a story attributed to L.M. Boyd, who is actually from Washington State. He was a columnist and a trivia expert. And he said that pottery makers in the 15th and 16th century in England would go and, you know, ruts would get in those deep dirt roads when it's wet. And they would dig, they would take advantage of that. Somebody has already excavated for them and they would dig further in because the clay is closer. So getting that clay from the roadways where the gouges were already deep. In the 1820s, American geologists and civil engineers referred to those cylindrical holes in river rock as potholes. So you'll see a river rock that has a weird eroded in a cylindrical fashion.
Okay.
Apparently around the U.S., there are several geological formations that have earned names like Archbald Pothole in eastern Pennsylvania that are a hole-shaped thing in the earth.
Okay, but then...
Yeah.
But is it the cart before the horse kind of thing? Because it's like, if it comes from Old English and pot means deep, and so we're calling it a pothole place because it's got a hole in it.
Yeah, these are the places. Not buying that either?
I don't know.
So we just have to go back to
because you would be naming the place because we use that term, right?
That's true. Yes. So really the most likely explanation is the most boring one, that pot meant deep hole. And so we have hole holes. And I enjoy that actually. But here's a fun modern, for those of you who live in a climate like Spokane, this will completely resonate with you, that we have a naturally occurring pothole situation every spring because we've got snow and then we thaw and freeze and thaw and freeze. So they are a natural crop around here. They grow heartily in the spring. And I think London has potholes, apparently, which they don't get quite the winter we do, but still potholes occur. And there's a fellow named Steve Ween who has developed this habit of planting cyclamen, which is a flowering perennial, in potholes in London. So he'll go around and he'll plant this and then it grows and the bicycle riders in London can see that that's a pothole.
Oh.
As they're moving quickly. Your eyes don't have to decide if it's wet or if it's actually a big hole because there's a green plant growing out of it, which sometimes flowers.
In Manchester, England, there was a bicyclist who was getting sick and tired of potholes that no one was fixing. Mm-hmm. And so they started spray painting giant penises around the hole.
I remember reading reading that and thinking, brilliant.
And suddenly, yeah, they're getting repaired in like 48 hours.
That is a very English solution to a problem, and it makes me really happy. The London guy is more of like a California dude solution. So kudos to him. But
I know it's much nicer. He's like, I'm just going to put some flowers in here. And the other guy was like, no, but although they're both cyclists. Yeah. So
I love that. Flower guy, apparently the flowers only last a few hours.
Oh, yeah,
so that's my brainstorm on whole holes.
Yeah. It's like when people say chai tea, and it's like that's tea, guys.
Yep,
I love it. And if you're in Spokane and you're listening to this, you've probably driven your car through a pothole.
Go check your alignments.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, some of those you hit it so hard you apologize to the car.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes.
And then you just drive to Les Schwab.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Check out our Instagram for fun science facts. We also have our Facebook page, and that's a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.